This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, 1977 to be a bit more precise, George Lucas released a little film called Star Wars. At the time, Lucas and more than a couple of big studios weren't expecting it to be more than just another kids movie. 37 years later, we all know how that has turned out. Star Wars is the most lucrative franchise in the history of film. It is also the topic of Chris Taylor's new book. It's called How Star Wars Conquered the Universe. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kyle. It's good to be here.
I want you to start by telling me about your search for somebody who had never seen Star Wars.
It really took until I went to the screening of Star Wars in Navajo out there in Window Rock, Arizona, on the Navajo Reservation.
Navajo, the Navajo language.
The Navajo language. It was the first movie ever to be translated into the Navajo language. And I went out there to try and find anyone among the elders of the Navajo tribe who actually hadn't seen this movie. And it was quite a difficult process. Then I found one elder, a guy who was a code talker from World War II. Not only had he never seen the movie, he didn't even know what the title meant. He wondered if the stars were at war. And we had a long conversation, and finally, just before the movie started, he said, "I saw wild birds in space once. It was on TV somewhere, maybe." And I sort of held my arms up and down at 45 degrees, and he was like, yeah, they looked like that. And I realized he was talking about X-Wing fighters. So even this guy, who had no TV, lives in the mountains, even he had something of Star Wars in his brain.
And this is a movie that was basically dropped by United Artists and Universal. 20th Century Fox almost got rid of it. I mean, this thing came close, we could say, to not even being made.
It really did. It was expected to be a real dud. It was expected to be a children's movie. Even George Lucas himself thought, oh, I've just made this little children's movie and maybe if I'm lucky it'll make $12 million, which was what the average Disney movie was making at the time. And maybe if we're lucky, we might make our money back on the toys. And of course, he had no idea what he was in for.
The number I think that you say in this book is $35 to $40 billion over 35 years, something like
That's correct. I mean, Lucasfilm is an intensely private company, and now it's an intensely private subsidiary of Disney. The best estimate that we have is that $32 billion has been sold at retail in terms of merchandising. And then on top of that, you add the ticket sales, which is roughly $4 billion. And then you add the home video, DVD, Blu-ray, etc. That's about $6 billion. So we're looking at roughly $42 billion overall.
It is basically fact, you say,
yes,
that George Lucas wound up having to keep on making these movies because they were cash cows and he needed to run a business, by God.
Well, he did try to drop Star Wars several times, and he has described the process of it reaching out and grabbing him and slamming him against a wall, and that it took him an awful long time to come to terms with the fact that it was within him and the full story had to get out. But yeah, he did. He stated publicly after Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, which was the last of the six movies, that there were going to be no more. He hadn't even written any. So when he turned around in 2012 and told his company, hey, you know, we're going to start making Episode 7, 8, and 9, that was quite surprising to a lot of people because, of course, we've been told these didn't exist all along.
All right, last thing, and then I'll let you get on your way. And this is for the fanboys out there, obviously. Han shot first, right?
Han did shoot first. The Greedo shot was moved forward 11 frames in the Blu-ray edition so that they now appear to be shooting at the same time.
Scandalous. Chris Taylor is the deputy editor at Mashable. His book is called How Star Wars Conquered the Universe. Chris, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai. It was a pleasure.